Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, the continuation of humanitarian aid relief to Gaza through the Amalthea Plan is dependent on favourable circumstances, Foreign Ministry spokesman Theodoros Kotsis said. The United Arab Emirates' foreign ministry said on Sunday that 400 tons of food arrived at the port of Ashdod via Larnaca to meet the needs of the people of Gaza. Meanwhile, humanitarian aid organisation World Central Kitchen said it will resume operations in Gaza, while also examining prospects of relaunching its mission from Cyprus. Gotsis said large quantities of food are amassed and ready in storage facilities at the Larnaca port, and calls for donations by the Employers and Industrialists Federation have also been heeded. The aid is likely to be shipped on Tuesday if developments permit, he said. Meanwhile, the price of olive oil has gone up a whopping 105.9% since last Easter, the Consumer Protection Service said. Olive oil was sold for €7.31 per litre last year and is now priced at €15.05. The service also highlighted a significant increase in the price of lamb. A small, local, whole lamb is now sold for €11.79 per kilogram, marking an increase of 10.67% compared to last year. More price increases affected our traditional Easter delicacies, such as tsoureki, which is sold for €5.31 per 300 grams this year, compared to €4.95 last year, marking an increase of 7.31%. Small increases were also observed in price for pilauna, with savoury ones priced at €13.16 and sweet ones at €13.03, up from €12.76 and €12.81 last year respectively. Elsewhere, the 82-year-old who was jailed for shooting a cable thief in March was handed a presidential pardon and is a free man, Presidential Press Officer Viktor Papadopoulos said. Papadopoulos said that President Nikos Christodoulidis signed the pardon after having attained the agreement of Attorney General George Savvidis and his deputy, Savas Angelidis. The man had been sentenced to 2.5 years behind bars after having been convicted of intending to cause serious bodily harm and carrying and using a firearm. The shooting had taken place in the Limassol village of Alassa last June. The 82-year-old exited his house during a power outage to check the main supply panel and took a hunting rifle and a cartridge with him for protection. He then realised that somebody else was on his property and winding an electric wire. He then approached the perpetrator and shouted at him before firing a shot which hit him in the back. The thief was initially hospitalised and intubated, but later made a full recovery. In other news, Monday marked exactly 20 years since the European Union's Green Line Regulation, which regulates the movement of people and goods between Cyprus's two sides, was adopted. The regulation was adopted in response to the failure of the Annan Plan referendum 5 days earlier. The EU said that since the Green Line regulation was adopted, more than 64 million crossings have been made in both directions. And finally, a prison guard was arrested after allegedly having set fire to a car in the early hours of Monday morning. The fire had broken out at around 4:20 a.m. in Strovolos. When police began their investigation into the matter, they found a vehicle in the area which was moving suspiciously. They pulled the car over and found a balaclava, a pair of gloves, and a bottle containing traces of what was believed to be a flammable liquid inside. The prison guard had also repeatedly intended to start another fire in a car park in the area. Police reportedly believe that the man may be connected to other cases of arson.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.